Breaking news. Today there has been another abduction. No one really knows what happened, and there was no mystery left behind. Who are these voices from the attic?
Hello, Spooksters, and welcome back to episode 19 of Voices from the Attic. Now, before we continue, I did want to tell you a few things. So, obviously, there was another break. Let's just say another break. And in between that time, I decided to come back a little bit more fresh, and I wanted to dive into something known as the conspiracy iceberg. So every single week, I'm going to be going through every layer of the conspiracy iceberg. So we'll start at conspiracies that people kind of know about and so forth, like, you know, UFOs, Area 51, which is today's episode, and then it will work down to even darker things like the dark web, and some conspiracies I don't even know about. So let's dive into the first layer of the iceberg. There is so many topics, and I thought this way I could get so many podcasts out every week once again on every Monday, 6 p.m. BST, hopefully, fingers crossed. So we're going to dive into episode 19, Area 51, on layer 1 of the iceberg. Area 51 is located in the United States Air Force facility in Nevada. It was used as a Nevada test and training range, but that wasn't the only thing it was used for. Supposedly it's been in use and was built in 1955 as Paradise Ranch. The owner of it currently is the Department of Defense, DOD, and it's controlled by the Air Force Material Command. Ooh, fancy. And if you want to know who the Air Force Material or Material, it looks and is spelt different to material, so I think it's Material or Material. I'm probably saying it wrong. Yeah, let me know. Air Force is basically the major command of the United States Air Force. It was created July the 1st, 1992. So it's almost as old as me. Well, actually older than me, and I'm almost 30, so been quite a while. Now, for so many years, there's been so many TV shows, books, and everything online, basically. And even online raids, which would turn up to Nevada's Area 51 facility, because it's believed that there is aliens inside that have been experimented on, because this is one of those areas where you cannot go near. I'm talking, if you try to go beyond the gate, they have cameras everywhere, and they will probably shoot you. And honestly, they will keep you away from this area for some reason. Obviously, I know military, they don't want people in there, but like, if anyone does go in there is big penalties for someone that does go in to this top secret military base. Now, we have no idea what happens in Area 51 except what they tell us, which is just, you know, aircraft experiments and so forth, and, you know, engineering the future of America in the form of planes. But the reason why there is so much excitement around Area 51 also is because there was a rumor that began back in 1947 known as the Roswell crash. And, they took the alien from the Roswell crash all the way to Area 51. Now, before we dive into the main freaky conspiracy, let's actually drive into, or shall I say, dive into the origins of the mystery. So let's take ourselves all the way back to the beginning of just Area 51. So they're directly working on the development of a U-2 reconnaissance aircraft. So this happened about after World War II. So this was just when the Soviet Union had been like, here is our Iron Curtain, it's been lowered. And they've kind of lowered around themselves and the rest of the Eastern Bloc. And what they did in doing this is they created a near-intelligence blackout to the rest of the world. So no one knew what was going on. People were worried about nuclear and so forth. I mean, this is very, very deja vu-y. And then basically when the Soviets backed North Korea's invasion of South Korea in June 1950, it became increasingly clear that the Kremlin would aggressively expand its influence and carry on its influence. So everyone was super, super duper worried in America. And that is when we kind of got to the era of thinking like there was going to be a Cold War, another Cold War, I should say, and they're going to return. And that's why we also had loads of people building fallout shelters, because they were super duper worried about what was going to happen and what Russia was going to bring. Now let's go to 1950. So the US Navy and the Air Force then decided to do some reconnaissance missions over the USSR. but they were on consistent risk of being shot down. And they were kind of sick of like not being stealthy enough to get past and see what was actually going on behind the Iron Curtain. So they decided, I should say President Eisenhower decided and approved the top secret duper secret development of a high altitude reconnaissance aircraft called the U-2 program. Now, because they were working on this super duper special experiment development program, they needed to find a place which was remote and convert location for training and also testing and seeing what this was going to be like. So they went all the way to the southern Nevada desert near a salt flat known as Groom Lake, which actually was once used in World War II as a gunnery range for Army Air Corps pilots. Which is kind of cool. So they're reusing those areas because they know they are remote. They know that they can get away with doing lots of things in that area. Because back then, all the way back then, we didn't have Google Maps. So, you know, the Kremlin can just go on Google Maps and be like, oh, the satellite seems to be showing something happening in this area. So back then, no one was looking for them in the good old Nevada. Now, they started making Area 51, and this is when they were trying to get, some workers to come hang out and entice them to this place. So instead of basically saying it's a U-2 project in Groom Lake, they called it Paradise Ranch to make it, oh, paradise, ha ha. So a load of workers then joined and helped with the creation and the testing, which then began in 1955, and as soon as this happened, there was loads of reports that started to come in about these flying object sightings happening all between 1992 and 1998. All these, what's that in the sky? It seems to be flying around. So this, you know, this stealthy kind of thing is in the air. No one knows what it is. We don't have drones at that point. So anything in the air that isn't a bird or a plane is going to be seen as a UFO, unidentified object. Especially if there's such high tensions as well around what Soviet's gonna do and being like, okay, what is that in the air? Especially if you're a pilot, you're flying a plane and then this thing just hovers near you and freaks you out. And then you crash the plane and then that's even more like traffic about what's going on. So, you know, there was many sightings by commercial airline pilots because they'd never seen that before. And they were like, what the hell is that in the air? What is it? And then it didn't help that the government was like, oh, it's just high altitude weather research. Don't worry about it. Nothing at all. So it's known that the U-2 operations actually halted in 1950s, the late 1950s. But there was actually continuous, and there probably is still today, top secret military aircrafts and tests that are going on there because it's the perfect place. Although a lot of people do go there now, so is it really the perfect place? Because Russia is probably going to be looking there now. Then again, I think if you go on Google Maps and you go to Area 51, you probably can't. I'm going to check. Let me just type. Okay, so I can confirm if you try to type Area 51 on Google Maps, it doesn't come up. So it comes up with some restaurants around called the Flying Saucer and so forth, but it doesn't come up with the area. So you can't find it on Google Maps, which is very, very interesting. Very, very spooky at the same time. Like, I keep searching it, and the closest it's gonna show you, it's all kind of blanked out, and it just shows you the gate. So be Area, if you're gonna look for it yourself, and you wanna be like, oh, really? Is that true, Lauren? Okay, type in Area 51-NV-USA. It will take you to, it will say some quick facts about it, and saying it's highly classified, but it will just show you a blank map. And if you try to zoom out, like I'm doing it currently as we're speaking, so it's all blanked out completely, which is, I know they do it for military and stuff, but that's really cool at the same time. And it makes me go, ooh, aliens. And I'd like to include in this little conspiracy episode that the government did recently announce that they can confirm there's such thing as aliens. They had to release a load of archives about a year or two ago about there being such things as unidentified objects in the air. They have no clue what they are, and there have been many, many sightings around the world, which kind of leads me more to that, ooh, maybe they are doing something there. Maybe they've been curious enough to investigate what these things are, maybe trap them, maybe take them away and just have a little look. I mean, it's very, 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 very possible they could have done that. So now I've spoken a bit about Area 51, the military operations that's been going on, the fact that we can't find it on Google Maps. Now let's dive into a tiny bit of what UFOs are and how they are fully connected. I did mention a bit at the start of the episode, but I'm going to go into a little bit more and why people think there are aliens there. So the reason for this connection also is a while back, there was also some photographs of leaked of an autopsy, the infamous alien autopsy that supposedly occurred at Area 51. Now, they've also mentioned that as well as just getting, you know, the famous aliens, they've also brought back alien technology and been trying to work out what it is and kind of get an idea and gauge and, you know, a basis of what this is and what could be invading us, because if it's not the war, it's something extraterrestrial perhaps. But I would say personally, like, even if he's, you know, say this happened and so forth and all these experiments took rain and everything, it became so popular that I don't think that it lasted long there. I think that if these photographs were real and stuff and they did find some creepy alien, that they would have moved it to a second base, which is what we're going to get onto in just a moment. But let's talk a little bit also about how it became a movement. Like, people were like, hey, do you know what we should do? We want to find out what's going on. So this started as a big social prank. And this was in 2019, where people decided they were going to storm Area 51, which is ridiculous because, I mean, as I said, if you go past the little gate and stuff and go in there, you're going to be in trouble. And many people have tried to do it before and they've been escorted out very, very, very quickly. So it actually began as a Facebook event saying storm Area 51 and they can't stop us. And loads of people signed up to this, like thousands and thousands of people signed up. And then in the end, it kind of became like 6,000 people and they were just like not going in there. They were like drinking beer and stuff. And it became a festival instead, like an alien festival. And nothing was even challenged. They didn't try to go in there. They tried to run slightly, but no one went beyond the gate and stuff. So it has, in a sense, inspired this kind of listomania. And as I said, because there is such a fan frenzy towards the idea and so forth, loads of companies have been able to profit off of this. There is, as I said, many restaurants around nearby that are all alien themed. It's become a real tourist event and people are like, we want to see aliens from the outside and never go in there. So I think in a sense, like, a lot of people that live locally want to keep the kind of dream alive that has actually happened and so forth. So they're going to keep enticing people and say, yes, there is really aliens here, but let's dive into the next bit. So say there was aliens there. I feel like they would have, the minute it happened, made a new Area 52. Because, you know, everyone is going to be like, oh, we're going to go here and find aliens and so forth. So there is supposedly an Area 52. Now, this one is known as the other secret site. So that's what I said. I said they should just take all their stuff from Las Vegas and go, hey, see you later. We're off to another place. So there is an Area 52 facility. And this one is also a test range, so TTR. And it's located in Tonopah, Nevada, around 70 miles northeast of the famous Area 51 facility. Now, this one supposedly has military bombs, nukes, poison, and everything under the sun is tested there because maybe, as I said, the other place was getting too much heat, so they decided to make another area, and this is what they have. Now let's dive into which one this is and what it's all about. So this one spans 525 square miles. This one was opened in 1957 as another testing site for United States of Energy Weapons Programs, which is obviously missiles, bombs, you know, all those kind of things. So this and these tests for this one took place between 1977 and 1988. So actually, they were doing so many different combat training programs, one of them codenamed Constant Peg, which tested Russian, I'm going to say this wrong, Mikoyan MIG aircraft against US aircrews, raiders, and UAVs. So they had thousands and thousands of missions, and this was a course, and it happened over a course of 11 years. And then the operation was kept completely secret until November 2006. Ooh. So this base is also known as being extremely active still and having many upgrades over the years. Now this one also, you cannot really find it on Google Maps because a lot of it is blanked out. But let's tell you some conspiracies of what has taken place at Area 52. So we have this guy called John Lear. He's a conspiracy theorist and he's also a retired CIA pilot. Now, in 2007, he had this interview and said that there was actually a nuclear device that made this huge secret chamber beneath the site. And this site, this chamber, is actually capable of housing 25,000 people. So, the richest people around the world, most likely. Now, Lear was like, hey, I found out this story, so I don't know about the validity of this story, but he said that he heard it from a guy that was a truck driver, so he would deliver cement and so forth and work on the site. He said it would take about 4 to 5 hours and to get all the way down to the bottom, put the cement in, take his way all the way back up, and then he said that for some reason, this guy just completely disappeared off the face of the earth when he told Lear the story, which kind of makes it suspicious. Like, if you're going to think, like, someone's going to blow your secret, like, getting rid of the person straight away makes it look more suspicious. It's more suspicious. There is also allegations, that Lear believes there's a high-speed underground train that will actually run from Area 52 to Las Vegas. Although this concept was discredited by local officials at the time. Of course they're going to discredit it. But I think also that could very much be a thing because if they want to transport goods from one area to another, it could be like the Hyperloop. Maybe they're working with Elon Musk and he's like, hey, you want my big Hyperloop? And then he's like, boom, 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 underneath it all. It's something we wouldn't know about, but I love these little wild conspiracies that kind of span from this. He also says that two of his children, like family members, also work there, but he doesn't want to, they're not children, sorry, they're probably adults, they probably don't, they probably don't have children there. Two of his family members work there, but he doesn't want to ask them what they do, because he's worried that they're gonna, you know, get rid of him forever. So it's really interesting that both of these places have spanned so much wild conspiracies, movies and films and media, and it still remains an area of unknownness. Like, what is really going on there, and what do people not want us to see? What are they really working on? So that brings us to the end of today's episode, Area 51. If you enjoyed this podcast, please do subscribe on anything you're listening to, Spotify, iTunes, and please leave any reviews you can if you enjoyed this episode. Or if you're like, this episode was not great, please do leave your reviews. It does make a huge difference and helps with like people being able to discover this and visibility. I do want to get back into doing these regularly, and it's fantastic seeing how many people are literally listening right now. I look on Anchor and there's like an average of 66 on one episode, which is insane to me. Like, thank you for taking your time to listen to this podcast. It's been my little baby for a lot of years on and off, but I'm glad that I'm back and I will hold myself accountable for getting through this iceberg. Have a fantastic day, and until next time, Spooksters, that was Voices from the Attic.
Breaking news. Today there has been another abduction. No one really knows what happened, and there was no mystery left behind.